Good morning, saints, and welcome to this platform of daily devotion. This is Pastor Hubert from Mumbai, India, speaking to you a few thoughts, and I pray that this morning God will use each one of us and His word and revelation to be a blessing for all of us. Thank you for all the saints, and especially those who are in Lusaka who has created this wonderful platform. I appreciate the hard work and labor that they go through, and especially Pastor Andrew Peary, who's been a great source of inspiration. Hallelujah. We are going to see today the redemptive plan of Israel in its prophetic version, that especially in the book of Ezekiel, and I believe this is a very current topic for the day, as we see so many kinds of situation that have been hovering upon Israel, and Israel has been a clock for the church today to see the time and the condition of the situations that we are living in and the situation where the world is at. We just appreciate how God has not only kept us in His biblical or gospel message, but he has kept us, or He has given us the privilege to dwell in the present truth, the message of the hour. And I thank God for the wisdom that He gives to us through the fivefold ministry, and to live and toil and labor jointly, working together and sharing this wonderful experiences. So as we look into the work of Ezekiel the prophet, and as he expressed stating the redemption of Israel, which is actually bringing forth a reflection of God's great work in the life of the nation Israel, as a reflection upon the church of the living God. So I believe I would be able to speak in five or six steps of the redemptiveness of Israel, what God states prophetically through this prophet Ezekiel. The first part, what we will study today, is a recognition of God, a God recognized in Israel. Now, so far, as we read the book of Ezekiel, especially chapter 38 and 39 of Ezekiel, is a very important book for even the message believers today, because this prophecy of this chapters make us to understand where we are living today, what we are and where we are. Moreover, my first gesture would be that we may not just simply speak knowledge, but we may speak so that we become active on the Word of God, that we may be apt to do His will, apt to be standing true as a soldiers for Christ, that we may do nothing but to fulfill God's will and plan. So Ezekiel chapter 39 and verse 22, it says, "So the house of Israel shall know, that I am the Lord their God from that day forward." So there is a God in Israel, and He would desire that the Jewish people would know from that day. There is a moment, there is a time that God has appointed where they will realize that He is their God. There is something that needs to be recognized. And Israel will understand that God Himself preserved the nation from annihilation at the hands of Gog and Magog. Israel will have not to lift a single weapon in its defense. And from that moment onwards, the Jews will come into full recognition of that great God and His grace alone that saved them. There are series of biblical prophecies that actually have come to the surface these days, and I would like to name a few of them, how we need to be prepared and how we need to act ready to be in action. Like, first of all, we see the destruction of Damascus. Behold, Damascus is taken away from being a city, and it shall be a ruinous heap. That's what Isaiah says in 17:1. Damascus was once a road to conversation with God, where Paul was converted to Christianity. This pathway is totally destroyed. Prophetically, we see the way we can meet God and a place where we can have opportunities getting hampered, and every path and every roadway where we could find an experience with God is being bombarded and being destroyed totally. We also see Jerusalem will continue to be a pivotal part, where in Zechariah 12:3 it says, "And it shall happen in that day that I will make Jerusalem a very heavy stone for all people," you know, very burdensome stone. And we see that Jerusalem has now become a focal point of internationally acclaimed as a Bible prophesized. A sacred city for Jews, Christian, Muslim is now become a point of conflict. We also see there's another prophecy where Daniel says in his chapter 12 and verse 4, there will be knowledge, increase of knowledge, and many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall increase. And we feel that this is the very truth of this very hour, that people are actually running to and fro, and knowledge is truly increased, and it is getting more and more. Knowledge is getting double and double every short while. We also see scoffers will mock the promise of his coming. 2 Peter chapter 3 verse 3 and 4 it says, scoffers will come in the last days, walking according to their own lusts. Now, this is another vivid prophecy which is actually speaking of these days. The next one we see, Israel will continue to be restored. For I will take you among the nations and gather you out of all countries and bring you into your own land. Ezekiel 36:24. Ezekiel is now becoming a self-sufficient country, and though it is become a nation, we see they have excelled in agriculture, technology, military strength, and so many things. We really understand this is actually the events that are actually happening in Israel, which are so true to our times. And at the same time, we see that wickedness will increase. Evil men and imposters will grow and worse, deceiving and being deceived. The corruption and human trafficking, organized crime, misinformation, falsehood and deception is growing wild and growing rampant. We also see 2 Timothy 3:13. And then we see, amidst of all this chaos and trouble, the gospel will be preached to all nations. And it says, then shall the end come. That is Matthew 24 verse 14. Globally spreading of the gospel, even with the support and the idea of modern technology, media, and so many things. We see that all of this has been now a kind of a platform and a preparation for the coming of the Lord. So I would love to tell you that it's not something that Israel drawn out of Egypt, how God delivered them, and how God used Moses to bring them out, all these things would now no more be spoken. But how God is revealing himself to Israel is something that which will be a reflection that what we would look, how God is restoring in its redemptive methods in various ways. So we see today the recognition of God. You know, recognition is something where the Lord had come with to them. He has given his word. He had been with them. He did wonders in their midst. He proved his love and his affection. He showed how zealous he was for that nation, for the temple and for the house of the Lord. But his own rejected him. You see, when Jesus had conversation with the Jews, he told the Jews, if you were Abraham's descendant, you would have done the things that what Abraham did. But you are of your father the devil. And by this, they were very much offended. But Jesus stated, if you were Abraham's descendant, you would do the things of Abraham. You would have lived and acted. You would have been active the way Abraham was. So Abraham is a type of a call. No man can come to the Father except the Father draweth him. There has to be a call from God where our spirituality can be awakened and we can draw ourselves to God. We also see after Abraham, they were very proud of Moses, because from Moses came the law. And the law was to save them from the sinful world that was around them. But the more they tried, but they were proud because God gave them the commandments and the commandments were holy. But yet, in spite of all that, after they were proud of the law, and when the time came, when Jesus came, who was supposed to sanctify them and take them to the glory, take them to his kingdom, they made a very drastic mistake. And this was also the part of God's plan. Like we see, there was something that God had promised through the prophets of old, that I will take you from under the burdens and put an end of all bondage labors. God hates bondage. God's children should live by faith. And if anyone gets into bondage or gets himself entangled to slavery, this is something God really cannot tolerate. God wants his children to be free, and freely we must worship him from our hearts with nobody's initiation. We got to love him, serve him, and obey him with our own choice. So he says, I will take you out of all under these burdens and put an end to your bonded labor. I will also rescue you. God says, I will rescue you. I will bring safety to you. I will draw you out. I will claim you. You would be mine. And then he says, I shall redeem you, wash you clean. You shall be a holy generation, a holy people. And I shall take you to be to me for a people. You were not worthy to be called a people, a race. But I will once again take you to me and take you to a holy generation. Now you see how this has been perfectly blending with the church today. We have been taken out and all of our burdensome life, God has rolled them away from us and brought us into the fold of his children, the very body of Christ. He has rescued us from so many kinds of... The church and the people are filled with living testimonies of how they were rescued from the clutches of Satan. We also see how God redeemed us and made us holy through His Word. We know that God is able to do and work out His plan so amiably and wonderfully in our lives. We thank You, thank the Lord for all of this. But now today, as we see, God is recognized in Israel. The people of Israel are coming to a point of God's great working that He would be recognized. But one thing is here, to know and to recognize is for the Jews. Because He had appeared to them, He had spoken to them, He had dwelled in them, His Word was there, His tabernacle in them, and He walked with them. But yet, when the time came, they failed to recognize Him. But today, we were not a people, we were in all darkness. The Church of the Living God were all in the world, children of darkness. We were called, we were rescued, we were redeemed. And God gave us a revelation to understand who He is. And this revelation brought us the knowledge of the one true God and Savior. Oh, what a great privilege it is for us to receive this revelation, which has produced or which has kindled in us the knowledge and the true the understanding and the wisdom of our Savior and who God is.